The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, guys. This is Teddy Mellencamp, and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Popping Off with Teddy.
And Emily. Oh, we just left off our last names. That's how popular we are.
Yeah, we're like Madonna at this point.
It's like Cher and Adele. I know.
We just Teddy and Emily.
We don't can't need help for last ourselves. Names.
We're too booked up for last names.
That's right. I don't have time for that.
Episode two. We are loving the Valley. We are happy with the Valley.
It is. I enjoy the Valley.
I don't think I want to be friends with one person on the Valley, but I do enjoy watching it.
I don't either. There isn't anyone that I would be like, hey, I want to hang out in that group. I want nothing to do with that group, but I will watch from a safe distance and comment.
But how was this episode not titled Just the Nip? Like, they really, that's a missed opportunity there.
Yeah, you should send an email.
Listen, do you know, I've gotten in with Bravo, so I'm sure
you
they would love me.
Do you have some contacts there?
I do. The same ones that inspired me.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's Teddy. I don't know if you remember me, but
I'm the one that you have do one thing at BravoCon every year.
Yes.
Well, it starts with Jax and Kristen meeting up for lunch, where he decides to take the vegetarian to the steakhouse.
They have salad.
They do have salad. They also, I'm sure they have like some Brussels sprouts you could get without, you could get a baked potato.
Yeah. It's not even a steakhouse. It's a smokehouse. So that means they're just like, there's all kinds of animals that they're smoking.
Yeah. It's not just, they're not limiting it to a steak, but also if you're going to a steakhouse, why are you just ordering a burger? Like, go for it. Like, if you really want to try out this.
He's right. He's all about the smokehouse, but he just, yeah. I mean, they could have just gone to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Except like, there's no salad at In-N-Out. So,
but
no.
She could have done a grilled cheese.
That is true.
We also don't know if she doesn't eat cheese. We don't know if she's completely vegan.
That is a good question.
You know, things we could ask her.
Yes.
If she was still in Vanderpump Rules and eating the sandwiches for the third time on Something About Her, we would know.
That's
if
right.
She could eat the caprese sandwich or not.
Well, Jax kind of apologizes for the way he treated Kristen at the birthday party. However, he still thinks having a baby with Luke will be another Kristen duty disaster.
Here's where I think it could possibly be a disaster, only because I actually like Luke. He seems like Luke Colorado. He seems like a stand-up guy, and he seems like he would be a good husband and a good provider and a good dad. But it's the whole location thing, because I don't think he plans to live in LA. He's not an LA kind of guy.
The thing that I want to uncover, why is she always wearing a wrist brace? It's always going everywhere. Was there an injury? Does she have tendonitis? Like, my OCD just narrows right into it.
You need to know. I didn't even notice the wrist brace.
The wrist brace is either on, or when she's like getting out of a car, she's about to be putting it on. Like, I'm like, what's about to be happening here? Like, you can't eat your house salad without the wrist brace, but then it's sometimes on. I just need to know, Kristen, what happened to your wrist? Do we need further intervention on the wrist? Oh gosh, this scene, Michelle and Jesse teaching their daughter to ride a bike. One, I used to go to that park when I lived in that area, because they don't live in the Valley. They live in West Hollywood near Chateau.
They don't live in the Valley.
They live in a bougie place, which I didn't realize that you couldn't be bougie if you were from Boston, as Brittany said. I was like, I actually think people from Boston are bougie.
Well, it's East Coast, and I don't know. There's a lot of wealthy people on the East Coast and in Boston.
I actually would think you could be bougier being from Boston than being from the Valley. Just saying. Yeah.
I mean, it would have made sense if it was like, because he's from, I was waiting for her to say, because he's from Oklahoma.
Indiana, where I'm from. Like, I get it.
Ohio.
It could be
like Boston.
He's from Boston, went to Harvard. I have no idea why he's bougie.
None at all.
But here's the issue. Do I think that this is a completely normal thing to happen with your daughter while filming on a reality show? You're trying to teach them how to ride a bike. They won't. Both parents are trying to do the most, but by doing the least, and not force their kid to do something, but then also make it seem like they're good parents, which they may or may not be. I'm sure they are. But the amount of how much this couple hates each other,
it's palpable.
It is palpable.
Yes. And
Jesse saying he thinks just screaming at the child, do it, shut up, is the answer. And I don't know. I'm unsure at this point if we've heard Michelle speak.
I don't know, but I like how he's such a douchebag. Like, he's like such a douchebag. He's not even aware that he's a douchebag. Like, he's bragging about his parenting.
And like, I'm like,
she just does this thing where she's like trying to be patient. And she just is patient.
And like, then we've talked about her patience level and how good it is, and how it repulses me that she has patience and love and empathy.
And I just walk in and I'm like, shut up. And she listens.
And I just walk in, I'm like, listen, you little f***er, you better get on that bike. Yeah. And then she pedals away.
Yeah, look at my good parenting skills. Did you see how that worked?
But I can tell you this. If I sent Edwin a YouTube tutorial on how to have one of our kids how to learn how to ride a bike, I'm not sure he would have watched it either.
No.
I'm being honest, I taught the kids how to ride bikes.
Okay, Shane taught all the kids how to ride bikes. But if I sent him a YouTube tutorial on how to teach kids how to ride a bike, I would never hear the end of it. Never.
Like,
he would send me like a tutorial on like how to put makeup on or something as like a retaliation. He'd be like, oh yeah, how about this?
Here's how to brush your teeth properly. Yes.
Here, how to cook.
Like, I was like, not great. But that poor, Isabella, I think is her name. Could be wrong, but she has her own Instagram and I went on it. She did not want to have anything to do with that bike riding. She didn't want to sit on the seat. No. I don't even think she wanted to hear one little peep out of Jesse. And Michelle was like, how many more episodes till we can announce that we're actually already separated or divorced?
She's like, how much longer did I have to pretend that I like want to be married to this man?
Like, she's like, Was it actually me or was I on one of Schwartz's benders when I made the decision to marry this man?
I feel like there was a bender going on when she said yes.
Well, then we see Kristen and Luke awkwardly jogging together.
That was so awkward. she's like bouncy.
And then, like, there's no, I think he's a good guy. I think she's funny, but there's absolutely zero sexual chemistry. She's like, should I take a piss right here?
Yeah. He's like, sure. Sounds good to me.
He's like, I don't know if you should do it right there, but maybe behind that bush. Try yeah. not to get, what is that, that people get those rashes from plants?
Poison ivy. Don't get poison ivy on your
JJ. Try not clean. To get any poison ivy, puss. Doesn't yeah. go well with the herpes of our whole group.
Yeah, you're trying to get pregnant. Keep that vagina clean.
But then Kristen talks about the geriatric pregnancy, and her main concern at this point is actually getting pregnant in the first place. Then we see Luke getting pissed.
Oh, he's mad.
He's pissed about the nipple grabbing.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Shane would be pissed about nipple grabbing too. What do you think?
I mean, I'm trying to think of a scenario in my life where a straight man would grab my nipple. And I don't think I know of one.
At a party. In front of people.
Like, I'm even trying to think, like, the most mad Matt and George could ever be at me. I just don't see them. But I wouldn't have grabbed their nipples either, to be clear.
Okay, but Matt and George are gay.
Right, that's my point. I'm trying to suspend my leaf to even just, like, male genders grabbing my nipple.
I mean, a straight man who's at a party with his wife and child grabs her boob.
But also, it was a daytime party.
Yeah.
And just not for nothing, I wouldn't grab your nipple either.
Well, now I'm disappointed, but okay.
It's nothing about your nipple. I'm interested.
Thanks.
But, you know, I'm just not really interested in grabbing anyone's nipple. But Luke is really pissed about it. But have you ever seen that that episode of Friends where Phoebe can't run?
No, but I can envision it.
I think that's
that Kristen was running.
Yeah, I think this was the scene. That was the scene it was based off of. Then we get into Nia, Kristen, and Michelle taking jiu-jitsu.
Again, Nia is like, why am I on this show?
Nia,
where am I? What is going on?
And jiu-jitsu is actually Nia's thing, but they don't even, the one thing they could show Nia doing, they don't even show Nia doing it. They just show Michelle like, wah, he, yeah. wah. And then like Kristen, like taking a break. And then
she Nia jogged. She's worn out from the jog.
The jog and the pee and the nipple. It's a lot for a gal. Nia does share her story about competing in Miss Universe, that Donald Trump was there with his creepy friends watching the girls rehearse. Nia used her black belt skills on one of them when he tried to touch her.
See, this is when we could have seen her black belt skills instead of pictures of her as a pageant queen.
But they wanted to just make sure that we got that the first time. But we did. We got it. But yeah, I worry. I worry a little bit for you, Nia. I worry.
Yeah, it's like her first day on the planet every time she's filming. She's like.
Well, even when later when they're at the girls' night, torture girls' night. And she does the move, which I remember from filming Housewives. I really hated when people would do it, when they'd go, well, this is a fun girls' night.
Yeah.
Listen, we're not here to have fun.
This is not about fun. You are not getting paid to have fun.
And listen, you saying that only makes us look like assholes, because we're here to do some work.
We're doing our job.
Like, don't be pointing it out. But before that, we get to Jax, Jesse, and Jason playing hockey. I think they play for a total of 4 minutes and 27 seconds. And yeah. Jax look like they run 42 marathons.
That's what happens when you're middle-aged and you're trying to play hockey.
Like rollerblading hockey. Jesse, at this point, this is pretty great. Yeah. Jesse says he doesn't remember twisting Kristen's nipple, claiming it isn't his style to do something like that.
That's not bougie.
Listen, it is not bougie to twist a nipple, but I also, like, if I was Kristen's nipple, I'd be really offended. Like, you don't even remember me. You don't even remember.
Yeah. He should have just yelled at it. Shut up.
Get on the bike. Stop. Like, I just don't know if I believe that he doesn't remember doing that, or if he,
he remembers doing that. He just maybe doesn't want to.
Maybe he was blackout drunk.
He was calling Lala a mistress and a side piece. This is all at the same time. No.
Yeah. Why I'm hoping maybe he was blackout drunk, because remember we did see him.
Or maybe he's just a dick.
I know. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, not that being blackout drunk with your 3-year-old at a birthday party is that great.
I mean, he called Lala a mistress and a side piece and grabbed Kristen's nipple all at the same time.
Cutting to get a tattoo.
All while his wife is like standing next to him.
All while his wife hasn't like said a peep, because she's so frightened he's going to make her ride a bike or talk or participate in this show that they're on. But then Jesse does seem to have a brain for a second, because Jack says he wants to invite Kristen's ex, Alex, to a boys' night out with Luke so they can have a powwow.
So they can bond. They can
even have a Jesse's bonding like, moment. I know this is a shit plan.
Yeah.
After seeing this, I wonder, because remember there were rumors out there that Jax was going to get a job offer working on a hockey team in Florida?
I never heard that.
Oh, yeah. That was a big rumor. I was like
this on the hockey team?
I think he was going to be a coach or on the hockey. He said it on Vanderpump Rules. So it's like, I'm wondering if that was kind of a made up storyline. I don't know. Just this is where my ADD goes when I'm watching these kind of scenes. But anyways, then we get to Janet shopping for baby items. Does Janet know she's having a baby?
I don't think she wants to have a baby, but I think she's begrudgingly aware that it will happen.
Because it's not like I went to a parenting class prior to having my first baby, but I was aware of like swaddles, or that you need a crib.
Yeah.
Or that strollers exist. She's
like, I have to look at this baby shit and like buy something and whatever.
She's like, Jason, I'm going to have to go to the baby store. I mean, we may need to get a couple of things before this baby comes.
I don't know, like a bottle or something. I guess these things eat.
Maybe we need a diaper. Like, I don't know. We just let it shit on the floor.
Yeah.
Hopefully they pulled that together.
Welcome to a brand new season of MILF Manor.
I am ready to find love in this lake house. Are you
ready for it? The pop culture phenomenon is back on TLC.
Everyone here is looking for a real connection.
I will fight for what I want, and you are what I want.
May the best man win.
And this season, the twist.
This is crazy.
Is even more.
What's going on?
Twisted.
Are you serious right now?
MILF Manor returns Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out sleep gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Then Nia and Danny talk about the pantsing incident caused
again.
By Jet.
Oh my gosh.
You can kind of see Nia's other side when Danny doesn't run out when she says his name the first time. Did you see it?
No. What was it?
Oh say my it gosh, again. It was my favorite part. She's like outside. One, if I was Nia, I also want to say I wouldn't be nowhere near capable of what she's doing. Like, she has twins and another child under 2 years old. Like, the postpartum, I would be going through postpartum anxiety, crying, all of it. Any of the jokes that we are making, we are aware that, like, we would be no better in this situation.
No.
Like, this is hard. Like, beyond hard.
And I wouldn't look pretty like she does.
Oh, yeah, for sure not. I would neither.
I give her credit for, like, pulling herself. She looks amazing. We would look like this.
We would look like this.
We would show up to every time you had to film like this.
But she's like, Danny. And then she's like, get ready now, Danny.
That's the pageant, the unpageant side.
The unpageant side. But this is where she shares that she is going through a lot of feelings postpartum, and she admits that she wanted to punch Jax in the face, and Nia knows Brittany was trying to make excuses for him.
Well, I don't know. I didn't feel like she was trying to make excuses. I felt like Brittany was just trying to smooth things over. Like, she was trying to
I think she felt bad.
She did feel badly. I thought it was genuine. I thought she was like trying to be nice, trying to smooth things over, trying to make her feel better.
I think in this instant, Brittany was not trying to make excuses for him. But I do think once they get to the girls' night, Brittany starts making excuses for Jax.
Yeah, yeah.
Jax.
About it.
Jax.
Will.
But I can't believe we're watching the parents of three children talking about a pantsing incident that doesn't involve their children.
I know.
Like, I don't know. But
then we get to boys' night.
Oh,
boys'
yeah.
Boys' night.
Mm-hmm. Jax, Luke, Danny, and Jesse are having a boys' night. Luke voices his anger towards Jesse for grabbing Kristen's nipple and decides to confront him. I felt like this was an awkward confrontation as well.
Well, it was, because he goes and stands by him at the bar first, and he's like, "What are you drinking?" And he's like, "What was it? A margarita? A skinny margarita? Was it a skinny margarita?"
No, he's like, "Do you want a?" He's like, "Do you want a tequila?" And he's like, "I'm sticking to whiskey.
I drink whiskey." Because I'm a man.
Because I'm a man from Colorado.
I drink whiskey. I don't drink margaritas like you LA boys.
Listen, you bougie LA boys from Boston.
Yeah.
Well, then Jax claims that, so this happens, and then Jax claims Kristen has slept with every single one of his friends, including himself. So if he didn't hang out with any of Kristen's exes, he'd have no friends. Bullshit. I mean, maybe she has slept with all your friends, but if Alex was dating one of the other girls on the Valley, there's a reason.
Yes, but I love that he does stuff that's ridiculous and then justifies it, or at least attempts to justify it. I find that amusing.
But also, if you're Alex, what the hell are you doing?
I don't know. I've never seen Alex before. So when Alex came in, I was like, oh, that's Alex.
I have to tell you, I have seen him before and I didn't need to see him again.
I was like, huh, that's interesting. You couldn't pick two more polar opposites besides Alex and Luke.
And Jax and Tom Sandoval. Yeah. Like, your picker is all over the place.
Yeah, she definitely does not have a type. So I'm just going to say that
the type is can impregnate me. currently.
Yes.
But the entire boys' night is just more and more awkward exchanges. Then Jax pulls Luke aside, trying to convince him he can be friends with Alex. Luke refuses to even entertain the idea. Then he pulls him and Alex have a side conversation where I just thought this was like unnecessary, where Alex tells Jax he lent Kristen a lot of money, sold her house for free. He and Jax believe Luke's in the honeymoon stage right now, and it's just a matter of time before he becomes another casualty. Mm-hmm. Like, do you hate Kristen, Jax? Like, I get if you're really trying to pretend you want to bring your group of friends together, mm-hmm. but then why are you shit talking Kristen to a guy that also treated her like shit and she treated him like shit? I don't get it.
Because he's a shit person too.
Okay, fine. Well, that's
pretty entertaining.
But then we, you know, they flip back and forth between the guys' nights and the girls' nights, but we just covered guys' night. Now we're at girls' night, and it's at Michelle and Jesse's house. Michelle looks a little happy that Jesse's gone. She's just,
she shows some emotion.
She had a touch of emotion. Brittany tells Kristen that Jax invited Alex to hang out with the boys tonight. And clearly, Kristen freaks out. They did not end on good terms. And she doesn't want him around her friends.
Well, she doesn't want him around Luke so that he can tell Luke all the things that he knows about Kristen.
But also, why can Brittany even see Jack's point in all of this? Like, at this point, Brittany, sit this one out. Sit this one out.
Oh, you don't like her saying that his intentions were good?
Yeah, like just let
clearly they weren't.
Like, clearly. And even Jesse can see his intentions weren't good. So, like, Brittany, come on. Because then she sticks up for Jax and said, you know, his good intention, she doesn't think Kristen has the right to be pissed off. This is where Nia pipes in and she's like, this is supposed to be a fun girls' night.
This is not very pageantry.
And then Michelle's like, are my divorce papers here yet?
What time will he be back so I can hide?
And then Jasmine and Zach, things are happening.
I like Zach.
Well, Zach coming up for next week, it's like the girls' night gets heated and Kristen and Brittany are screaming at each other.
The 5 minutes later.
Yeah. I love 5 minutes later.
5 minutes later.
But it's more dramatic than like 2 weeks prior. Like five minutes later shows like shit escalated fast.
Exactly.
Zach is yelling at Michelle and Nia is crying. I want to know
what could Michelle do within those 5 minutes that could make Zach so mad? Explain that. That's intriguing.
That's what I really need to know, because so far I've heard Michelle say 11 words in 2 episodes
mm-hmm. and show no emotion
and kind of seem confused that she's on a television show. So do you think maybe Zach pinched Michelle's nipple?
I don't think she would be mad.
She'd be like, that's a hell of a lot nicer than Jesse's been treating me.
She'd be like, I actually enjoyed that. That was nice physical touch. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for some human touch. I haven't had that for how long have they been married? 5 years?
Too many years. But I also want to know, like, if this is part of my own mental illness, why I feel the need to, while I'm watching these episodes, go on to everybody's social media and look through their last like 5 years of life. Like,
I have never done that. What, you are obsessed.
It's just how I get. Like, also, if you were like randomly, if we were just out to having juice shots at creation and we were not on camera of any sort, and you started telling me a story about your friend Amanda, I would go, I need a visual. Like, I need a visual of anyone that's ever spoken about, not because I'm going to judge them, but if it's because I have to picture what every human being looks like in my head while I hear a story.
Okay, I get that. Do you also do this? Anytime I get an address, I Zillow it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm like, Like if someone invites you to something at their house and they send their address, like I immediately Zillow their house.
Yeah, I have to Zillow. I need to see what the Zestimate is.
Right. How much are they paying rent? How much did they buy this for?
And how much have they made an income? Like what is their income on it? What would Ariana pay if this was her mortgage?
I mean, I can't. Good for Ariana for buying a $1.6 million house while she still owns another house.
I know, but yet she's claiming she doesn't have much money.
But she doesn't have any money to pay back Sandoval for half of the utilities and things, I guess. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
I don't get it either, but we are appreciative to this. And at some point before these seasons end, we need, so my, not to brag that I have another human being that's helping me, as I talked about in the last episode, but Katie, my assistant, guess what her other job is?
Oh, wait, you have an assistant too? And Matt and George? What is going on behind the scenes over there? Matt and George
are producers on this show.
And I like how they're at your house turning your air on and off and handing you coffee.
George is not the producer on the show, but he does my paid posts and stuff. So right after this,
I got no team. There is nothing here.
Well, my point is, guess what Katie does as her other job?
Katie,
my assistant, what her other job is.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about Vanderpump Rules. I was like, Katie Maloney has another job.
Another Katie. She runs the social media at Jax.
She does?
Yes, at his restaurant.
Well, do you not have like some inside information?
Of course I do, but I can't rat her out. But she did say, she's like, why haven't you guys come to Jax? They have the screening parties.
Well, we didn't get invited, did we?
Well, she said we're invited whenever we want.
Well, I think we should do the podcast from Jax.
Oh, I bet I could ask her. I bet we could have Jax.
You have a whole team. You can get it set up.
I could ask if we could, do we want to interview Jax?
Yes.
So
I want to hang out with Jax.
Okay, so why don't we interview Jax at Jax prior to the screening party?
Do they have food at Jax? It's like bar food?
Yeah. I don't know if they have Sloppy Joe's, though.
I have been craving a Sloppy Joe ever since I heard of Sloppy Joe.
Well, maybe we can Uber eat something from Something About Her.
It's a ghost kitchen.
All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top-quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab-tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby. With a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.